Caller 5 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700, will win a pair of passes to meet Joe Madden following our July 24th live broadcast from our downtown Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Thanks to Malika Andrews and Mark Gonzalez for joining us today. Joe Ostrowski with the updates. Brian Gertz, the video feed. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, the producers. Tomorrow it's going to be Jeff Sullivan of Fangraphs. Joe Madden joining us. And more. The Chicago Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Connor McKnight had to get rolling. He has been excused. He actually has a written excuse. It's okay.
Yes.
From transition, but Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins are here. The Scores Afternoon Show, boys.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hello. Connor's not contagious. I've been feeling a little punk myself lately, but he says it's a stomach thing that's got him going a little bit. That's not contagious. Typically, is it?
No, I have no idea. Thing?
I don't think so. Mine is, and mine was just 12 White Castle cheeseburgers.
That'll do it.
But I'm here.
That'll do it. All 12
is your number.
Well, it's two the frozen boxes. There's six in a frozen box.
Correct.
They were $3.99 each for a box. I figure that's dinner.
Yeah, that's living.
Here's your
that
damn
is living. Yeah, why didn't you knock it down with a Colt 45, Bernstein?
Next time.
In front of me, I probably would have. I just get lazy.
I get it.
You know, it's when you cook for someone else. Like I love cooking for my wife, and you know, it's not necessarily elaborate things, but you know, you the pots and pans are banging around, and you do the dishes and all that. By the time your turn rolls around, it's like, why do the chefs all go for Thai food after they're making their, you know, that's how I feel. I'm like, I don't want to cook for myself at that point.
Yeah. But, you know, Sherry and I get carry out for 3 or 4 days. Whenever we get carry out, because I've had it with cooking too, because it's just the two of us typically, and just get several orders of whatever it is you like, and there it is for the next 3 days.
But when you cook for your wife, you're not cooking for yourself also?
She eats earlier than I do. I tend to eat a little bit later, and she doesn't eat meat.
Oh, wow. So you're cooking multiple meals a day.
Yeah, she's a pesca-bacatarian. She eats bacon.
Okay, a pesca-bacatarian. Yes. I understand.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
She eats
that's
fish.
A good one to make an exception yes. for. You got to pick one.
And the only reason is she says it's too effing good.
Yeah.
It's a good reason.
Yeah, that's perfectly reasonable.
It's a good reason.
But and it's even more exacerbated more for the kids. Usually I will cook something for the kids and then something for her, and then it'll be on to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How many hours a day do you spend cooking?
And shopping.
That's really
I spend my whole life in grocery stores.
I got to get to one tonight. Your cheese story has me jonesing for a visit with Marge, my fromagère, at my neighborhood Whole Foods.
I haven't
been there.
Ahoy,
I know. I have a fromagère.
Wow. He paints me as the elitist on the show, this guy over here.
I never denied that my trailer park is gated. I've always been upfront about that.
What's your go-to for a cheese craving? Is it a panoply of selections at one time?
I'm a Gruyere man. I love Gruyere and aged cheddar. The really expensive aged cheddar. The stuff that's like $80 a pound.
The stuff that on first bite that your salivary glands hurt?
Yes, and you have to let it get to room temperature, too. Do not touch that cheese as soon as you take it out of the refrigerator. Let it sit out for a good hour. It opens it up just like a fine wine.
Mm. Do you actually notice a difference in taste, or are you just attracted? Is the price?
No, sure.
Well, it sounds like you love telling people that you spend $80 a pound.
I didn't buy
cheese.
A pound of it. I only bought a quarter pound of it.
Oh,
two different times.
But how adventurous do you get as far as pushing the edges of some of the wonderful stinky, stanky?
I'm not
nasty.
So much. As long as it's savory, it doesn't. The way you described it, where it hurts your taste buds a little bit. It's mm-hmm. That's the good stuff.
Yeah, you feel the salivary glands kind of clench down. But I love a good Cabrales or some of these blue, veiny, soft and smelly ones that by the time you have like three different flavors, that by the time they're done,
soft.
It's almost sweet and a little nuttiness on the end of it.
Mm. Danny, you'll find the French cheeses. The French blues are way creamier than the ones you get from Iowa or Wisconsin blues. When you go to Paris, make sure you have some blue. Visit a fromagère.
Yeah, I would suggest on the Rue Mouffetard is the street that is right behind the Pantheon. I would tour that, and there's a diagonal street past the Sorbonne, and as you walk, there are fromagères, there are little delicatessens, and they have the best rotisserie chicken, a true rotisserie. It is they're on there turning around, and And the, wow. and the fat from the chickens is dripping to the very bottom where the Yukon Gold potatoes are.
So chicken those, fat and potatoes. The, now
those
you guys
potatoes are almost getting like a confit of chicken wonderfulness on them.
Can you give me that explanation and direction in English off the air so I can write it down? And
yeah, go to
he won't. You won't do
yeah,
it.
Go to the Pantheon, Rue Mouffetard. It's all shop wine shops, cheese shops, and if you get there early enough in the day, there's a greengrocer's put a picnic basket together.
Yes.
And then take a cab over to Luxembourg Gardens. And then eat everything you bought.
Perfect.
You don't have a very sophisticated palate, admittedly, though.
I'm getting more and more adventurous as I age. I'm always down to try stuff when I go abroad and do different things. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to pushing the envelope.
When are you going?
I leave Friday.
Oh, wow.
Going London, Amsterdam, Paris. 3 days in each city.
All right. Well, yeah, Paris, I can help you out. There is one restaurant you absolutely must. Where are you staying in Paris? Do you know what?
With friends.
You know what district?
I don't, but I can find out very quickly for you. But okay. We're staying with locals in Paris. So.
I just wonder if you're left bank, right bank.
I don't know. My wife has planned everything since I planned the honeymoon with a travel agent. So she has planned this entire trip, and I'm just kind of along for the ride. She's great at this sort of thing. So I'm very confident it'll be lovely. But I'm open to recommendations.
There's one place that you can't miss that is – do you like duck?
Love it.
Okay. Best I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
Gaminess.
It is the best I have ever had in my life. It's a whole duck. They do it for two unless you can eat it yourself.
This guy's
going
Mr. 12 White Castle over here. And
fists above head as he says it.
Yeah, it's a duck with the freshest green olives. Oh. Not heavily cured green. It's so phenomenal. I'll show you pictures, but
lovely.
I'm going to send you there. Maybe make reservations now.
Okay.
If you can get in.
We're in. Sounds great.
I'm starving.
Yeah, me too.
I've got some peanuts and some jerky. Oh. That's the best I can do for you.
Is it the jerky you gave to me?
Yes, it is.
I did like that.
You can have all of it. It's all yours. You can have my desiccated liver powdered shoes. Really? It's
he said chews and not shoes.
Yeah.
I put it on juice. My shoes.
I've never had a liver snap, but my guess is it's comparable.
That is about what I guess it would be, but I kind of like it. I'm good.
I'm a little confused at your Zach LaVine stance. If we can,
it's not really a stance.
Well, that's part of where my confusion comes in. How, if you were John Paxson and or Gar Forman, if they did not match this contract and lost Zach LaVine for nothing after playing him in only 24 games, knowing that he was coming off of an ACL surgery when they acquired him, and voluntarily sitting him the last 14 games of the season, thus not getting further evaluation of him, how would you have explained that?
That they're happy to move on without him and find somebody better when the time comes.
But who and when?
I don't know, but they can definitely say that signing him, and they would never say all this, obviously theoretical, but I would have had no problem if they said signing him right now does not get us closer to winning a championship.
But he's an asset. We just don't know how good of an asset he is, right?
Well, it was time buying is what this was. This does allow them to try to fulfill what they saw. But to me, it's a secondary bet. You've just like taken out another mortgage because now you're betting again.
See, I believe they made the decision to extend Zach LaVine the moment they traded for him with Jimmy Butler. Like I believe this is just a continuation of a plan that they already made, and they were not. And so,
they were expecting it to be at this kind of a price, though?
No,
that price is.
I think it's a little more than they wanted to. Zach LaVine is the 43rd, I believe, highest paid player in the NBA.
Yeah, it's,
on an average annual basis.
It's not that bad a deal because the NBA is just so awash in money.
Yeah.
It's not crazy. It
looks awfully fat though. When you first make, oh my god,
not,
really?
Not when you see what people make. Bums get paid.
Bums get paid. I think if I'm a Bulls fan that isn't a fan of the rest of the league and only watched Zach LaVine for his 24 games as a Bull, I think I'm appalled at the decision. But that's not who I don't think you are, Dan. It's not who I am. It's not who Gar Paxson are. Like, this is not done in a vacuum of 24 games coming off an ACL.
No, but even before, I'm just not a big fan. I'm just not. I see what he can do. I don't see a lot of basketball sense.
This was a stat from a guy named Jeff Feirer on Twitter.
Jeff Feirer, yeah.
Jeff Feirer.
He's great.
Yeah, so I'm not familiar with his work, but...
he's been a longtime contributor.
That's what I'm learning over the... So apologies for being late to the party. Only three players in NBA history age 21 or younger to average 17 points on 45% from the field with 38% from three and 80% from the line. Zach LaVine is the fourth player to do that at age 21 or younger. Anyone in the room want to take a shot at any of the other three?
I'm sure they're all Hall of Fame players.
Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry.
Okay.
He is a really good individual offensive player pre this last year.
That's a lot of caveats. But you watch him play, and he doesn't look like he cares to know what he's doing in working with others. And he certainly isn't going to be interested in playing any defense.
The defense is obviously a problem. I'm not going to sit here and defend the defense. I think he has a high ceiling offensively at a remarkably young age. And I think the talk that the contract will never be tradable is ludicrous.
Well, this explains why I am where I am. This is you are basically answering your own question, because the reason I'm kind of is because I'm not a fan of his game. They are.
Yeah.
This is consistent with them thinking he's better than I think he is. I'm okay being wrong. If it's their job to be right about these things, it's not my ass in the jackpot if I'm wrong.
Sure, of course.
So if in fact they're right, more power to them. I just think it's.
You'd have let him walk. Back against the wall, gun to your head. What do you do?
My first instinct was let him walk. When I actually look at the protections in the deal and the fine print of the deal, you know, I hate not now having two max slots. You only have one max slot.
Yeah, but they've never signed any marquee free agents.
But that's not a reason to not give yourself an opportunity to sign marquee free agents. But
they still have one. They still can't. They're going to have $40 million ish in cap space in a year in which there are huge names available, of which most of them, I can guarantee you, most Bulls fans would talk themselves out of.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I get why they did it. I'm just not excited about it. I just don't share their belief in it being the investment they think it is at whatever price, whether it's 18 a year or 20 a year, whatever. At least it's not 25. Because when we started hearing max,
correct,
and a quarter of your cap, that's right out. But this is not that.
This is not that. And, I mean, Steven Adams makes $5 million per year more than Zach LaVine.
Steven Adams is really good.
He is, but just for a framework of what the player is, that's $5 million a year more. Gary Harris makes more money than Zach LaVine does on a per-year basis, right? Now,
Gary Harris! couldn't resist.
Now, Kawhi Leonard makes less. He makes $700,000 less, right? So you can do this in both directions. Mm-hmm. It's just... they're so early in this version of the rebuild that losing Zach LaVine for nothing when you traded Jimmy Butler to get him, I would find reckless.
Yeah, it's not necessarily nothing, and I don't think that the trade should be looked at retroactively as anything other than a transaction that was. You made that deal, and then you make this deal. You don't have to tie yourself to trying to keep winning that deal or not losing that deal over and over again.
I don't think that's...
I never quibbled with the return on the Butler deal.
Well, right, but if 24 games later you lose the best piece at the time of the Jimmy Butler deal, I don't know how you don't.
Because he's not the best piece.
Anymore.
Right.
Well, their evaluation was that he was supposed to be this really good thing.
But 24 games
off a knee injury, you're changing that evaluation?
I don't know. You hear a lot of people talk about what they think is real with him. I mean, because the knee injury happened.
They traded for him. Like, they knew they were going to get him off of a knee injury.
Correct.
So they knew the evaluation off of... if they were only doing the evaluation off of his season last year with the Bulls, that would be idiocy.
Right. And there is protection in there for another traumatic knee issue or an issue involving this knee.
Correct. If he suffers another huge injury to the same knee, there are contractual protections that allow them to get out of the deal sooner.
Now, that doesn't change for him that he gets all his money no matter what, right?
I believe that is the case.
I think so.
I mean, NBA contracts are guaranteed.
Right. Yeah. You wouldn't want the player affected by that, right? Because then if he feels a twinge, maybe he's immediately getting second and third opinions if he thinks his livelihood is at stake because something is going on in the same league, right?
I don't think that is the case.
I don't think so either.
I believe it's just that the Bulls are not on the hook with a roster spot or cap ramifications.
Or tax.
Exactly, those sort of things.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's completely understandable why they did what they did. I'm just not as excited as they are about the player.
Fair enough.
Nor is Bernsey as excited as the – and I'm guilty of this, too, in the Lauri Markkanen is arrival. This thing that's going on, all because of a picture I saw on Twitter. Boy, yeah. Does he look good.
It's more than that.
You hear people talk about him, they start to build him up. It's like White Sox fans. By the time spring training wrapped up, they were convinced they were going to be better than 500 this year.
This is going to happen to me again. Why do you hate Lauri Markkanen, Bernsey? I love him. He's really good, but it's for lack of better alternatives that he has become too meaningful or too valuable. He's going to be the victim of outside expectations where he all of a sudden has to become Dirk Nowitzki to fulfill what this team. Let's get back to what Paxson said. He's a foundational piece.
Yeah.
And let's leave it at that.
Well, I mean, people are already talking about him as an all-star this year.
Well, the East is not what it was.
Yeah, I know. I'd still bet against it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I think he's got a puncher's chance.
It's hard to be an all-star. It's really hard to be an all-star. As a year two player?
Yeah.
Like, so if that's where the conversation is, yeah, I'm with you. He will probably fall short of it. But is Lauri Markkanen the clear-cut favorite to be the best player on the Bulls for next year and probably the year after that? Yeah, I think he is.
Right.
That probably means you're a bad team.
Right. Where is the best player on the champion? Where are these guys? Where are your real studs?
They're on their way, Dan. Just be patient. They're on their way.
I'll be here.
We'll discuss that today. We'll also do some Cubs. New All-Stars, as you discussed earlier today. And it is kind of nice to see a new face of the franchise in Javi Baez. Yeah.
And Contreras. The guys that bother everybody are the new faces, right?
And,
members of the new faces.
Yeah. Fun game yesterday. Weird game yesterday. We'll talk about that. Len Kasper's going to join us, as he does every Monday. And I don't know if there is a more anticlimactic conclusion to a professional sporting event than a walk-off walk.
A shrimp. Yeah.
That is just disgusting, isn't it?
I enjoyed it.
That's
it was just weird.
Terrible.
The whole game was so bizarre and entertaining.
They can't live like this, though. This is not champion baseball. This is getting by.
Neither was getting swept by the Reds. Like they've had unreasonable downs and unreasonable ups, and you know, yeah, they're what, 9-2 in their last 11 with all 9 wins being of the comeback variety? Yeah, that's not sustainable. We agree.
Is the walk-off walk better than the walk-off wild pitch or passed ball?
Well, you have a chance of a play at the plate with a wild pitch, and you at least get to see the runner scurrying from third base trying to get there. There is at least a fraction of a second of excitement over that.
Yeah, we went through what used to be called a shrimp. Was a walk-off walk.
Yeah.
And then it stopped because apparently with the Twitter handle, Shrimp Alert, or whatever, at Shrimp Alert, they lost the rights to the video of the shrimp on the treadmill.
Oh, no.
So they couldn't use their little video, and then that went away, and it sort of left the baseball lexicon. It was like a big 2013 thing, and now it's just
gone.
It's not used anymore. We got to bring back our shrimp.
That's a campaign that I can get behind.
That's what we'll do.
All right, guys.
Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.